It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Tuesday, 5:01, here on Fan Run Radio. Third and final hour, get started at the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you this afternoon by First Bank. We're going to be out there on Emory Road Thursday from 3 to 6. It'll be your first opportunity to come by and get a free ticket or tickets. We're going to hook you up for Fan Run Night at Smoky Stadium later this month, which I guess is, what, 3 weeks from Thursday when we're out there? So the countdown is on.
Correct.
We're going to have $3 beers. We're going to have giveaways, T-shirt giveaways, maybe some koozies, other Fan Run swag, lots of cool stuff. So we want you to come out to the ballpark with us for Fan Run Night at Smoky Stadium. Come on out, see us Thursday at First Bank on Emory Road, and I will have free tickets for it so you can get in the door there and come hang with Fan Run. Lots of fun.
Thank you, Russell. At number one, Tennessee continues its season with a midweek contest against Queens tonight at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. First pitch is at 6, and the game will air on SEC Network Plus. Marcus Phillips getting the start for the Vols on the mound tonight. Lineup just dropped. Not too many big changes. I guess Hunter Ensley moving up to 6 and Dean Curley down to 7 is a little different than normal. You got Cannon Peebles in the DH spot, and Charlie Taylor is your catcher and hitting in the 9-hole.
Chuck T, you say?
Yep.
Interesting.
That sounded like old Curley.
Charlie Taylor and Dean Curley. Straight out of the 1940s. First ever meeting between Tennessee and Queens.
Well, right. Queens, this is only their second year as a school of being D1.
Every time I hear it, I keep thinking Rutgers. Because Rutgers is called Queens College.
What?
Or no. Who are we playing tonight? Queens College? Who are we playing tonight? Queens College?
Yes.
Rutgers is referred to as Queens University.
I thought Rutgers was in Jersey.
It is. I don't know why they call it Queens University.
Queens will be countering with Landy Jureka.
Yep.
Three and seven with – in 12 appearances with a 7.35 ERA. I'm going to tee off an old Landy Jureka.
Landy.
Tonight.
At number two, former Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly is back in the news again as he has been suspended from the Toronto Argonauts by the CFL for a minimum of 9 games for violating the league's gender-based violence policy, which also involves a lawsuit between Kelly and a former strength and conditioning coach.
What? There was a lot going on there. What was his deal? He grabbed a – was there a gun incident?
Yes. They called him Machine Gun Kelly for a while.
He also ran into somebody's house in Denver and just unannounced.
But he had like a rifle in a nightclub or something, didn't he?
I just remember whenever Alabama showed up, though,
he was lights out.
Swag Kelly was ready to go.
Just nails.
He turned into second coming of Joe Montana.
It was unbelievable.
Well, hope nobody was hurt. You can hold it together. He was also Mr. Irrelevant in the 2017 NFL draft.
That he was.
Drafted by who?
Broncos.
I guess it was the Broncos.
Because they took him, and then a few years later, they took Paxton Lynch, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? These are terrible. None of them worked out.
At number three, you have NBA playoffs tonight in the semifinals.
Let's do it.
On the east side, you got the Cavaliers playing the Celtics on TNT at 7. Celtics favored by 12.5 in that one.
The Cavs are good again?
Yes.
Apparently.
And you got the Mavericks playing the Thunder in Oklahoma City at 9:30 on TNT.
The Thunder are good again?
Yeah. Well, they had all those draft picks, and suddenly they were able to develop it. And
did something with them?
Yeah, about that? Exactly. They are favored by 3.5 over the Mavericks.
Who do you like in the NBA Finals, Tucker? What's it going to shake out like? Celtics?
Celtics should
and
be.
The Timberwolves are good.
That's what I was going to say. Minnesota, if they sweep Denver – look out.
Everybody's talking about Ant, but Karl-Anthony Towns is having himself a playoff a year right now.
Is it a guy threw the heat pack on the floor during the game last night?
That was
Jamal Murray.
Yeah. Played at Kentucky, right?
Yep.
You get
yeah.
I mean,
the hell's wrong with him?
You can't. He's got to be suspended for game three, right? You can't throw an object on the floor on purpose and not be suspended for.
He also threw what? He threw something else at somebody.
What happens if somebody steps on that and turns an ankle? You can't be throwing things on the floor. If a fan throws something on the floor, you're banned from the building for life. Nobody else outraged about this? I think it's an outrage.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see that. I did see their. I did see the Nuggets head coach storm out onto the court.
Like, so it's all around the basket, and he throws a heat pack right into the middle of the play.
Yeah, that seems problematic. No punishment for that? Like, none?
I mean, I haven't seen anything yet.
Wow.
I think you have to, though. This qualifies as our NBA discussion for the afternoon.
Well done, gents.
At number four, MLB scoreboard, you have the barrel job of barrel jobs going on in Oakland as the Rangers lead 15-2 over the A's at the end of the fourth.
End of the fourth?
Quite a bit of game left to go there.
No run rule in that one.
I mean, should they have the run rule in baseball?
No.
MLB, no.
They've got 17 hits in four innings.
Jeez. God almighty.
Nice program the A's have cobbled together there this year.
Gators think you're terrible. Giving up that many runs that quick.
And you got several other games tonight, of course. You got the Tigers playing the Guardians in Cleveland. You got the Astros playing the Yankees in Yankee Stadium. You got the Brewers playing the Royals in Kansas City. Mets play the Cardinals in St. Louis. And you have the Red Sox playing the Braves in Atlanta.
I know we mentioned it earlier. Did you guys see Zach Edey's first pitch?
It was bad.
It was awful.
And
he was
played
a former
baseball.
Pitcher. Yeah, he was a really good pitcher.
That's what I was going to say. Like, how did it get that bad for him? I get that he wasn't playing baseball for a while, but that's a guy that should be able to throw a decent first pitch,
right? Well, you would
right?
think, I'm going to throw the first pitch at Wrigley Field. You would think that he would get somebody and just, go
play some catch.
Yeah. Make sure he's good.
Obviously, we've seen worse, but that was disappointing.
What happened? Did he bounce it?
He bounced it.
He was about 6 feet left of the plate, bounced it, and almost broke the sign on the backstop.
Yikes.
Not good.
Just a bit outside.
And finally, at number five, a Chinese zoo is under scrutiny as it was discovered to have dressed fluffy dogs as pandas, as it did not have
again.
Actual pandas for display.
Remember they did this with a bear a couple of years ago.
They painted it?
No, it was a guy in a suit. It was a guy in a bear
oh,
suit.
Yeah.
They said, like, this is a bear at the zoo.
There was no way that was a real bear.
But these were pandas. Or, I'm sorry, dogs.
Dogs.
Painted as pandas. Were they big woolly, like?
Yeah.
Okay.
So zoo officials reportedly trimmed the mane and dyed the faces of the dogs to make it look like the panda. And according to one spokesperson, the reasoning here, people also dye their hair. Natural dye can be used on dogs if they have long fur.
Yeah, but you're fraudulently charging people money to come to, I assume charging people money to come to your zoo. And it's pretty obvious that these, dogs and pandas don't
panda
move the same way.
Houston's
they don't
got
even
the
look
picture.
Alike.
They're small, but
they kind of sold it.
Pandas like sit up.
Yeah, and part of it, unless they're just trying to say that they have panda cubs, I guess is the one thing you can almost get away with here, but not really.
See, this is what these people and the protesters are fighting for. It's a slippery slope. Next thing you know, you go to the zoo and we got panda puppies.
It's a damn outrage.
Thank you, Tucker. That is the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by First Bank. We'll be out there on Emory Road on Thursday. They're having a little reception. We'll be there from 3 till 6 p.m. And if you come by and see us, we will hook you up with tickets to Fan Run Night at Smoky Stadium. So you don't even have to pay to get in the door. We're going to have cool giveaways. We're going to have $3 beers. We're going to be doing, I think John Reed is going to be throwing out the first pitch. And if
I hope he's ready for that.
Pardon me?
If
he is.
Lurch can't find the strike zone, a former high school athlete, former pitcher, like what chance does Reed have?
Reed really needs to get on a baseball field somewhere with a mound and practice.
I kind of hope he doesn't. We should actually the play around the state. We should be, oh yeah, you got it, dude. You shouldn't practice. If you ask you to go practice with him, be like, no, man, you're good.
Just up his confidence to where he gets to a point and thinks he's
and then he gets out there and he's on that mound
hits
and
it's the cameraman.
It's 60 feet away and he looks up at the stand and all his boys are laughing at him.
It's not so much the 60 feet. It is I think the being on the mound, throwing down, throws people off. Is he gonna go? He's got to go. From the mound, though. He can't do it from the front.
No.
He's throwing from the rubber, right?
He better.
Has anyone ever seen him throw something?
I don't know.
Fit.
No, I mean, he has wanted to do this since the day it was incepted.
Very important.
You know, just like, hey, I want to throw out the first pitch. We were like, oh, we don't know. We don't know what they'll say. And they said, hey, yeah, you get to have somebody. Of course, he jumps on it. I hope he can throw. I'm sure he can.
I hope he can't. That would be really funny.
What the hell is wrong with you sometimes, man?
What?
That's
me?
So mean. You always talk about how mean I am.
What do you think is better for our content and our group of friends and just general well-being? Him going up there, ho-hum, lobbing one in there for a strike, or him going up there full 50 cent and just spiking it in the turf and
maybe doing a split while
what do you think is better?
Involuntary split.
Stop pretending like you want him to do well. We all want him to fail miserably. You know you do.
I like Reed.
So do I. I want him to go up there and just fumble it. Airmail it. 10 feet over the catcher's head into the backstop.
Wouldn't it be more surprising, though, if he just drops in like a
throws a curveball,
like a 79 mile an hour curving beauty? Just
the Kirby special.
Just saying.
Crafty lefty.
That's not happening.
So you doubt?
Yes.
You don't have any faith?
I wouldn't say I don't have any faith. I doubt Reed's going to go up there without practicing. I know John pretty well.
He's probably been practicing for the past 2 weeks. Yeah. He's probably got ice on his shoulder right now.
Yeah. Rubbing Ben Gay into it, listening to us. Doubt me.
Let the haters be your motivators.
I've learned not to doubt John, so I'd never doubt John.
So, yeah, come out, see us Thursday, and we will have your chance to get tickets to that so you can just cruise right on in, get whatever free fan run swag we'll be giving away. And, come out First Bank on Emory Road Thursday between 3 and 6 p.m. Final hour of the show. We have been kicking around a smoking hot question today in honor of the Penske foul going up. Four suspended cheating scandal in auto racing, our second auto racing inspired hot question of the week. Worst cheater in sports. Bonds, McGuire, Sosa have been mentioned. Brady, Belichick, the Patriots. We've had several track and field mentions. Lance Armstrong has been mentioned. We have a write-in vote for Danny Almonte. Remember Danny Almonte?
Yes.
Oh, yes. How old did he end up being?
I think he was
15.
He was 15. Okay. It was supposed to be like 12 and under.
12, yeah.
Little League World Series. Lots of votes coming in for Lance Armstrong. We have Lane voting for Shoeless Joe Jackson, saying his scandal lingers more than a century later. But he was just the most well-known of famously eight men out. And he was like Shoeless Joe Jackson. Well, you know, there's even still some discrepancy. He says that he played to win the entire series, whereas the other guys, most notably the pitchers, Eddie Seacott and Lefty Williams, basically admitted to throwing their games and were found guilty. I don't know. Anybody have any strong Shoeless Joe Jackson takes? Should he be in the Hall
really.
Of Fame? No.
Oh, no. Hell no.
A-Rod votes?
Yeah, no. He doesn't. That whole crew was tainted.
They just throw them in.
It's kind of like Lance Armstrong. They all
you lump them
everybody
in.
Was doing it.
Clemens, Bonds, Sosa, McGuire. I think it's an outrage that Hank Aaron doesn't have his record.
Multiple votes for Manchester City. Cheaters.
Is that DJ Loop and in some of your burner accounts?
9 pound hammered is voting Man City.
You want to talk? There's European soccer, NASCAR, and baseball. And I feel like everybody that in those three sports, especially.
You think those are the dirtiest ones?
Yeah, Formula One, pretty much auto racing in general.
Auto racing and track. A track is just – it got to the point where track and field –
oh, hell, I've got one for you.
Nobody thinks that's on the up and up anymore, do they?
No.
Dude that had the horse that was all jacked up at the Derby, and he's like – he was a famous trainer, and now he's still –
You talking about Bob Baffert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been busted a couple times.
Horse racing is also notorious for cheating.
Very much so.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, we've skipped over one. I told you earlier, dirtiest player in the game, Russ. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
I did see a vote for Nature Boy.
I'm not trying to be mean.
You're going to tell me that wrestling isn't real?
I'm just wondering how you cheat in...
It's real to me, Houston.
I side with you here, Houston.
Huh?
Do that
again. I side with you.
I'm just curious.
It's real to me.
It's still real to me, damn it. If the outcomes are predetermined...
Yeah, but it's how you get there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How did he cheat?
He pulled a set of brass knuckles out of his trunk and bashed somebody's brains in with
them. His manager would trip the guy when he's coming off the ropes, sneak in, distract the referee while somebody else goes in there and hits him with a steel chair in the back.
Okay.
I miss the days in pro wrestling where they'd like spit that green mist at people.
Mr. Fuji, the magic dust.
Yeah, stuff like that. I think the Sheik, he used to throw fire. Abdul, the butcher, would come after you with a common dinner fork.
My favorite heel move in wrestling was always when a guy has a gimpy knee.
Oh, yeah.
And the other guy spends the whole match just like going to work on the knee,
yeah.
Kicking him in it, punching it, twisting it.
Yeah. Another one of mine is when they're begging. Ric Flair was a master.
Please don't. Please, no.
And then he.
Well, you turn your head for a second to
throw
ask the crowd, "Should I do something?" And then he pokes you.
Yeah.
He gets you in the nards with a nut shot.
Or like you said, I've seen him poke people in the eye. Doink.
Crafty, I'd call it. No rules, just right.
Let's get a call from Dan. Good afternoon, Dan. You're on the drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. How are y'all doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, so one of the biggest cheating scandals that no one talks about, which would change the record books, is Richard Petty should only have 199 wins instead of 200 because he had too big of a motor and cheating tires on his 198th win.
No.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to stop you right there, Danny boy. Back up off the king.
Don't you go in on Richard like that, Danny.
He's a good Christian man, Danny.
He wouldn't do nothing like that.
King wouldn't have cheated.
Take that back.
But the better question is,
I'm really not kidding.
The better question is, did Richard Petty not cheat? And has anybody ever won a race not cheating in NASCAR?
I think Dale Jr. won the 2001 Daytona July race without cheating.
What are you talking? Are you high right now, Dan? Are you really going to come in here and that you're gonna with a straight face? We talked about this yesterday. Junior's basically admitted it on his show.
He was just using lessons learned from his father. That's how he won that race.
Yeah, lessons learned from his father. Boy, what you do is you shave out, make those holes bigger on that restrictor plate. Gives you like 15 to 20 more horsepower.
I can't help you there, but can we get a NASCAR preview every week? It seems like it's going fairly well, all the NASCAR talk for y'all.
We will submit your request to the Council of Elders, Dan.
What about
I sure do.
How's that for the big blow-off?
You bring back my once-a-week NASCAR minute.
Just don't bring back that Nick Bromberg. He's a troll.
Whoa.
Nick picking up a stray? He's really not.
In ages. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. 865-288-3131.
When I see Nick, though, is on Sundays during NASCAR, when NASCAR's on. He's still out there fighting the good fight. People come after him.
Just remember, he sounded like such a not NASCAR guy.
Dude, he's ate up with it.
People will get so mad. I remember the maddest I ever saw Mike Griffith was when I was ripping on. I was ripping on NASCAR. I used to always to make him tell him how lame it was and everything. And he's like, "Oh man!" I told a Dale Earnhardt joke, which like just set him off. He got so IRL mad. He was like, "Listen, Russ, this is the toughest guy to ever play any sort of sport. I saw him at Talladega, holding up his busted windshield with one hand." Just covered in blood, dripping down his face as he drove across the finish line to win the race. Don't tell me that guy isn't a real athlete. Oh, he's so mad.
Griff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wanted to fight me mad.
Did not have him down as an Intimidator fan.
You ever heard my Dale Earnhardt joke?
No, I don't really want to. If it's bad, man. Come on, dude.
We can joke about Aaron Hernandez and Kim Kardashian.
We didn't.
And all the Rose, but also my Dale Earnhardt joke is a bridge too far.
Yeah, he's the Intimidator.
What do Dale Earnhardt and Pink Floyd have in common?
Man, I know it.
What is it, Tucker?
The last big hit was The Wall.
Stay with us. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Welcome back. The drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio.
And that's why we could never do an In the Breaks podcast.
No. We get canceled.
You think you'll I just told a Dale Earnhardt joke and you think my obscene Jimmy Stewart talking dirty to Donna Reed routine is what's going to get us canceled?
Yeah, the Dale Earnhardt joke's just in really, really poor taste, man. I don't appreciate it. I was a huge fan of the Intimidator.
So was I.
I was watching when he left the mortal coil.
I mean, dude, your job is driving a race car 200 miles around in a circle with a bunch of other dudes doing the same thing with walls around, big old hunks of metal. Like, there's a certain risk that goes with it. I mean, I wish he hadn't died, but
I saw a video where apparently somebody, I don't know if somebody was Sterling Marlin's family or whatever, had told Junior apparently, and I think Junior talked to him about it when he had him on his podcast. If you see video of him, he's like a really old man now. But, like, you can tell he was never the same again. They say that, like, he watches that, like, frequently. Haunts him.
Who watches it frequently?
Sterling Marlin. He was one
because he was there.
He was one who basically turned him into
a wall. Why does he watch it?
I don't know. Like
guilt?
Yeah. Trying to figure out some way.
Not his fault.
That's basically what Junior told him, but you know.
Yeah, I imagine that would mess with you.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you feel bad if you like accidentally didn't mean to, but we were doing radio and Houston ended up dying in the third
because of something I did.
C block of the third hour.
What could I possibly do to kill Houston on this show?
Me handle a firearm on air?
Yeah, that'd be you killing me.
Technically, Russ should know better because it would be accidental.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be brutal. Think about what happens to me. Houston dies, and my other co-host goes to prison for manslaughter. I'm out. Like, what do I do?
You have me.
You got Tucker, and you could probably recruit off of overtime.
Don't get any ideas, Russ.
And I'll call in from the yard.
From the yard. His one phone call is going to be to the drive.
Don't I get a phone call?
I need my time. Come on, it's 3 o'clock. Get off the phone.
That would be a first, I think. Somebody call prison. From prison.
You got one call, son. What will it be? Your mom?
That's a
your
great.
Your lawyer? Your buddy? No, I'm calling the drive, Fan Run Radio. They usually take calls in the last segment of the hour there.
That's a great Sopranos scene. Paulie's in jail. erases that humongous dude to the phone.
All right, let's get Jamie in here. Jamie, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Fellas.
Yes.
So, speaking of the Intimidator, yeah, my dad was a big-time Earnhardt fan, too. So, you know, I was, too, for that matter. But just watching that accident and seeing all the other stuff where guys get up into the catch fence and walk away, and he just barely nubs out the wall and killed him. That's crazy.
Because it was everything's relative, and you – that was one of the hardest hits ever recorded in NASCAR. I mean, he hit a wall going like 190, dude.
But didn't he also have
– he wasn't going towards the wall at 190.
Yeah, like
– that's what's crazy.
He wasn't going much slower,
I watched a ton
though.
Of videos. It was the G-load he was under, and he didn't have a Hans device on. His neck just snapped.
Well, there was something that he was supposed to be wearing that he normally wore that he had taken off, right? People said, like, he would take his seatbelt off during races.
Yes.
Really?
He did not like – being confined. He refused to wear the Hans device. That was back when it was voluntary. If he'd been wearing one of those, he'd probably still be alive, but I don't know. I mean, his injuries were pretty much, I mean, they were described as catastrophic. I mean, there was three different things that would have killed him.
Yeah, I think he was one of the last ones that didn't wear the full frontal face helmet either.
Yeah.
He had the open front.
Well, yeah, they changed all those rules in the wake of his death. Everybody had to wear the Hans device and full helmets, and
it's crazy what they can survive now, man. Watching them, you know, flip 1,000 times and be a ball of fire and then walk away from it, you're like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, but that guy hit the wall at Talladega a couple of weeks ago, and his back, one of his vertebrae basically just exploded.
So guys, y'all were talking about the cheaters. Greatest cheaters in history. I'm surprised. I haven't had a chance to listen to the whole show, but Houston, have you brought up that scandal in fishing that just happened a little while back?
Oh, where they gosh, no, I didn't.
Oh, those guys that had the lead weights and the
lead weights and walleye fillets, and they were stuffing their catch with it. I was talking about that with a buddy this weekend. It's pretty. So after those tournaments, they're walleye tournaments, and the fish get donated to like feed food kitchens, hungry kids, like orphan, like literally, like that's.
Yeah.
And they would never submit to that. They're like, no, we're taking our fish. It's like a dead giveaway. It's like, you'd rather not feed the kids? And they're like, no.
You can't feed them fish fillets that
lead weights,
in
them.
It's just bad on two fronts.
No, those guys, I mean, they got like their boats seized, their trucks, they can never fish again.
There's another huge.
What do you mean? You mean to tell me they couldn't just drive down here to Knoxville and throw a line in out here?
If they get caught with or without a license, then
talking about
yes.
It in competition.
Well, no, that too, but they're not allowed to have fishing licenses in any state.
Oh,
good.
There's another big
that video.
A huge cheating scandal that I'm stunned nobody has brought up yet.
Give us a hint. What sport?
Cockgate.
Oh,
Michigan.
Cockgate.
Yeah. Going back and watching that game, you see everybody wearing it there for the first time ever and never again, a big arm from wrist to elbow.
The big
man with
Holly Rose, like, for the first time ever, Shane Beamer's team will be wearing these wristbands.
Oh, wow.
Look at how well they played.
An amazing
fascinating.
Cockgate.
Yeah. Maybe two top 10 teams in consecutive weeks, and they have like straight garbage before and after.
Yeah. Because, you know, that Lance Armstrong stuff, I watched him do an interview with Oprah.
Yeah.
And him saying, you know, what she said, what do you say to your kids? And he said, you know, I told him, you know, stop lying. It's time to stop lying. And I was like, are you joking? You're throwing your kids like it's your kids that you recruited to help lie, and now you tell them, hey, look, it's time we stop lying. Like, dude, that guy, he's that's some cringe level blaming, you know, bringing your kids in on it.
It was clown behavior.
Wasn't he married to Sheryl Crow?
Yeah, I believe so.
Man, I tell you, all I want to do was a banger of a song.
Throwback.
Yeah, careful.
We all know what you said the first go around, buddy.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Hey, listen, I haven't got a chance to get with y'all guys, but I know this ain't NBA talk, but anybody see Mike Malone last night get lip to lip with the official?
I did.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
I saw that.
And not get the tech? That was pretty impressive.
Not get a tech? I know, I've never seen that. Not get a technical. I thought Reggie Miller said he'd probably be thrown out. And, of course, in NBA true fashion, they went straight to commercial. And, you know, they
Well, hell, didn't they tee up? They teed up Ant. Was that over?
Yeah, for staring, for staring down. Yeah, for staring a guy.
It's a damn playoffs, dude.
Playoffs.
You're going to tee a guy up for staring? It's weak.
And not tee a guy up for getting, you know, nose to nose with the official? Whatever. Whatever. I just hope my Celtics can get one before this kid from the Spurs becomes the next Michael Jordan. That kid from France, a 7-footer who's got more blocks in one season.
He's good.
He's got more blocks in one season than Gobert's got in his whole career. Or something crazy like that.
It's wild.
And shoots three. I think I saw it on SportsCenter today where the guys that are as tall as him or taller that have played in the NBA throughout the history of the NBA, the Wilts, the Bill Russells, the Patrick Ewing, Shaq O'Neals, they all combined for a total of 27 made three-pointers, and he's already got that.
He's
maybe
good. He's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we better get a ring now before they build a team around that cat. So, but anyway, guys, I ain't had a chance to get back with y'all, so I just want to say hey, see what was up news. It's good to be number one. Count me out of that group of guys that considers that a curse. You know, Tennessee does it. We do it our way. We'll be the Florida State do it in 99. We can do it too. We'll just take the number one all the way through the World Series. You know, we're making progress. We didn't win any the first time. We won one the last time. Yeah. I think we're going to kick that door down this time. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It would be nice. It'd be nice to make a run there.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, I'm going to get out of the way. Nice
thank
talking
you.
To y'all again.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie. I mean, I think that 0-1 team ended up, we beat Georgia, maybe got, I mean, we have never really threatened to make the championship series. As far as I recall, I don't remember really what happened in 05.
I don't either.
Made it three games.
I remember we beat Georgia Tech at home to go. Right?
I'm just talking about like once we got there in like the furthest.
No, I don't
we've
remember.
Made it
I don't even. Yeah, no, I don't remember what happened once we got there
in Omaha. I feel like last year might be it. I don't. Have we ever made it more than three games? The Helton team won a game.
Remember. Yeah,
Helton team won their first game and might have made it four.
I do think it was last year's team though.
That was the furthest.
I don't think we've ever really been close, man.
That's what makes 22 sting so badly.
So
that and 20. If you hear coach talk, it's 20.
Coming up, we get your last chance to chime in here if you want to. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-288-3131. We made mention earlier with Ryan Shumpert in hour one of the CBS Sports post spring practice SEC football power rankings, and Tennessee coming in sixth on this one spot behind Missouri. Ole Miss at third. This is kind of an interesting list here, and I don't know, is this something that we should get Lenore livid over? We will discuss that when we continue. It is The Drive. It is Fan Run Radio. Final segment coming up, overtime waiting in the wings, and we'll be back to wrap up our chunk of radio real estate. Coming up next, right here on Fan Run Radio. Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues, wrapping up on a Tuesday afternoon edition of the show. Been talking about CBS Sports' SEC post-spring power rankings. Now, this came from Will Backus.
Will Backus.
Well-known Will Backus. I mean, everybody. You don't know Will Backus?
We had him on before?
I don't know who Will Backus is. But hey, he does the power rankings here, post-spring. I mean, and to his credit, he says, you know, this is fun, spring talking season stuff, and let's have some fun with it. I don't think anybody's going to argue after two consecutive national championships, all the talent they return, QB coming back. I don't think anybody's going to argue against Georgia being – preseason number one in the league, right?
I think it's crap. No, yeah, they're it.
Stupid.
Texas at two, Ole Miss at three. Are we buying the hype Alabama at 4. Are we buying the hype around Texas and Ole Miss?
Not necessarily.
I think it depends a lot on scheduling.
Well, Ole Miss got a really good schedule. I've not seen Texas's. But much like Missouri, who also got a good schedule, that is one of the reasons you saw those teams go excuse me, full push in the transfer portal.
When do we get another shot at that chump?
Who's that?
It's going to be a second because they're repeating the opponents in 2025. They're just flipping locations.
Are there – I feel dumb asking this. Are there divisions this year?
No. This was the last year in 2023.
Top two teams go to the championship.
Top two game. Yep. Will go.
Yeah, looking at that.
And I would say the top four will likely be in the playoff.
Hmm.
So avoiding the top two might not be that bad.
Texas really does not have a difficult schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you could conceivably see. Yeah, because Ole Miss or Texas and Oklahoma were not assigned
divisions.
We
could conceivably have to play Alabama three times this year. And or George, anybody in the
yeah,
SEC.
Yeah, I mean, you could have like Ole Miss versus Alabama in the SEC championship game.
You could have it again in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think Texas is probably more impressive top to bottom on paper than Ole Miss. I get Lane Kiffin has done a good job. Houston, you say they have a favorable schedule this year. Things are falling into place for them. But it feels to me like there's no way both of those teams have stellar seasons, right? One of those teams will fall on their face and throw up an 8-4.
I mean, odds are they probably will.
Which I consider that falling on your face for what these projections and you know, when you're picked to finish second or third ahead of Alabama in the league, I would consider that, you know, 8-4 would obviously not get that done. Mm-hmm. Missouri at 5 ahead of Tennessee. Backus writes, this is Missouri's year to make some serious noise. The Tigers will only benefit from the Brady Cook-Luther Burden connection for so long. Former could work his way into the first round of the 2025 NFL draft, while the latter will almost certainly be a top 15 pick.
How much did they lose off that defense last year? I don't know. Did they still have that crazy that running back that was so good?
No, he's gone.
Who took him? Schrader. Does he go to the Jets?
Why does that sounds right?
Or the Packers. I feel like he's wearing green now.
He is with the 49ers as an undrafted free agent.
Like I said, wearing red and gold.
I thought he got drafted late. No. Oh, well. No. Missed that one.
About Tennessee, he writes, it's Nico time at Tennessee after sitting behind Joe Milton for a majority of his freshman season and winning the Citrus Bowl MVP honors in his first career start. Nico Iamaleava is gliding into the 2024 season as Tennessee's unquestioned starter at quarterback. An experienced offensive line returns three starters, a backfield paced by Dylan Sampson, and a wide receiver core featuring six players with at least 3 years of collegiate experience will help him overcome any early growing pains. Keep an eye on Tennessee's defense. It's quietly gotten better every year under Josh Heupel with a deep rotation along the line and an edge rusher like James Pierce Jr. wreaking havoc in opposing backfields. This group might take its biggest leap yet.
Ooh.
Things are getting better, man.
It's getting better all the time. That's what the Beatles sang.
Yep.
LSU 7th. I feel like they're hoping for a little bit more out of Brian Kelly in year 3 there.
You have some things to work on the defensive end, just with personnel and the new coaching staff, because he got rid of the entire defensive staff.
And you're losing a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a big one.
Oklahoma at 8, Kentucky at 9, A&M 10.
That's pretty generous with 9 for Kentucky.
Kentucky over Texas A&M is interesting.
Florida 11, Auburn at 12.
Florida still beat us probably.
Stop.
They could be in damn last place and be like 2-10. I guarantee you, one of them be over like FIU and the other be damn Tennessee in the swamp.
Go Gator.
Ben Hill Bear over here.
Nah, I'm just traumatized.
We all are,
watching
buddy.
This
it's
stuff
okay.
Since the late 80s.
Auburn at 12, South Carolina at 13, Arkansas at 14.
Oh, Beamer.
Saw where they named a quarterback yesterday, Lenora Sellers.
Yeah, they're pretty excited about him. Yeah,
he wears glasses in the helmet.
They've been excited about him for a while.
He looked like that Georgia kicker.
But he says that
Robbie Ashford.
That Robbie Ashford's going to be competing too. Yeah.
Are they? They're excited about Lenora Sellers. Is he going to be good?
They have been for a while.
Their other option because we don't play him.
Is the Ashford kid? Doesn't that suck this year? Yeah. They're going to have terrible quarterback.
Who would you rather, if you could only play one, South Carolina or Mizzou? Who would you rather play? I want Mizzou, man.
Kind of South
Carolina. I want wins, so give me South Carolina.
Well, I get that, but I want to make Eli Drinkwitz lick the white dog poop.
I get it, but this team might not be the team that you want to make him try to do that with. They're pretty good. Like, they're just pretty good. I mean, I'd welcome them if they were on the schedule, but they're not, and I'm not going to beg for it.
Are you aware that white dog poop doesn't exist anymore?
I am now.
What?
They made dog food. Making the dog food, they stopped letting them put bone meal in it. Boom. Knowledge, Russ.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
Mississippi State, 15. Vandy, 16.
So we draw – who? What was Arkansas?
14, right?
So we get 14, 15, and 16.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fortunate. We also get to play Alabama and Georgia. And at Oklahoma.
Yes. I saw an early line has Oklahoma as a 5.5-point favorite.
Oh, really?
Which game scares you more, Florida at home or at Oklahoma?
At Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a tough
game. You just tell me how
game.
Traumatized you are about Florida. No. I think I fear Florida more.
Here?
I mean, I think they're both toss-ups at best.
Damn, Florida here better not be.
I mean, we should pound their eyes shut, but like what you said, I mean, how can you expect that?
I'm trauma bonded to the Vols.
Florida.
Maybe.
It scares me more, not because I think they're better, but if you lose to Oklahoma, it doesn't hurt that bad. If you lose to Florida this year, ugh.
Well, I feel like Oklahoma's still a game you got to win early, though, to set a tone if you really want to have that good year.
Life's all about setting a tone, Tucker.
Yep.
That's what I always say.
I try and be a tone setter myself.
Phil will be our final caller of the show. Good afternoon, Phil.
What do you say, Doug?
What's up, Philly?
It's good to hear from Utah there.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah. So he's expecting the national championship, what it sounds like.
He wants to make a deep run in Omaha.
Huh.
Don't we all?
That's probably a better chance of that happening than us getting in the playoff because we got our schedule, even though it's not that difficult, it's not anywhere easy as Ole Miss and Missouri.
Well, I mean, we're at different points in those programs. I mean, Tony is in whatever, you know, his seventh or eighth year here. He's been to Omaha twice already. He's number one. I mean, he's got it rolling. Man, I mean, there's no.
Yeah, I'm talking about football.
Yeah, well, yeah, and for Heupel, he's still in that. He's still on the come up, man. He's not there yet.
Well, it's still be the same if Lane Kiffin can get it done. I mean, he's flirted, but it. Has Ole Miss never been in an SEC championship game?
No, if he makes the football playoff at Ole Miss and Florida has the kind of crappy season we all think they're going to have, then I mean, they almost have to hire Kiffin, don't they?
Have to make a run at him.
Or they'll go after Jamie Chadwell.
Are you still loosely connected to Chadwell's fan club there, Chris?
Yeah. If he goes there, it'll hurt.
You guys really embarrassed yourselves with that whole take. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Not you so much as
– I was going to say, I wasn't really the ringleader on that, but I get where you're coming from.
You didn't get
guys,
angry.
Have you seen the scuttlebug that Tennessee may pursue Quez Glover?
What?
No.
Where's he at now? 28 now?
Well, he went to Kansas State and got hurt and didn't play hardly any. And he was at Samford the year before, and he was an all-league player in that league. And then, of course, he was at Florida for 2 years.
And somehow has
eligibility.
He's
still got a year's eligibility. Yeah. I mean –
he got a COVID
It'd
year?
Be a perfect situation back at point guard Ziegler gets through the year. He's got experience, too. I mean, we don't know if this Bishop Boswell can help him at point guard or not.
He's a year older than me, so that would be his sixth year.
Yes, crazy. He's got his COVID year. I don't know. That's intriguing. I mean, you got a veteran basketball player.
What happened? Did he did not play this past season?
He had hurt knee.
Okay. Huh.
That would be a nice insurance policy.
100%.
Yeah, I mean, he averaged 14.7 points per game in his last season. So, yeah, I mean, I'd sign up for that. You just have to, and you know, Barnes will be straight up with these guys up front about what.
Oh yeah, like, what your role is.
Yeah, you're probably not coming in here to start.
You're coming in to play 5 to 10 minutes a game tops.
Would UT pursue this kid that decommitted from South Carolina that's from Harlan, Kentucky? Y'all see that?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of buzz about him, Kentucky with him. Like the reason he's decommitted is so that he can go to Kentucky. Yeah.
What? Matt Jones put Tennessee on there. I guess he's just trying to act like smear Kentucky.
They get something we want.
They can sign him.
Yeah, they like to do that. That way when they get a player, they're just like, I'll beat up Tennessee for him.
They've done that. They have beat us out for so many football prospects that we weren't actually recruiting.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens.
And he's also an in-state recruit, so it's not like that's a huge victory.
Do you guys see they're breaking out the cream uniforms up there at Kentucky now?
They had them last year.
So they're referring to them?
Mm-hmm.
What, in baseball?
Yep.
Hey, Stano having an original thought in their head.
I saw them against Arkansas Saturday.
They want to be us so bad.
They claim they invented. They had the checkerboard first, Phil.
I tell you what. One thing I don't like, though, I don't like that checkerboard in the basketball arena. It's not the place for it. I wish they put that state emblem back on the court, put Vols on it.
Yep, I agree.
Hear, hear.
See you guys.
Thank you, Phil. Quick note on the way out, David, with dropping the knowledge from the College World Series here. The 95 and 01 teams finished tied for third in Omaha, going 2-2 in the World Series.
Okay.
The 51 team finished second. So, little history there, but I guess we have not made the winner's series, and I don't know what the bracket was like in 51, but that's the next step. Get into that championship series.
Over the hump.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you, Russ.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Russell.
Congratulations, Tucker. All grown up now. Get out there and get a job, son.
Now the fun begins.
Overtime headed your way next. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio.